So a single owner private collection of fine wines from Bordeaux, Burgundy, Alsace, and even Champagne. Why the need? Why the rise in significance? Why have so many people gotten into the fine wine industry, if we'll call it so? Strauss and Co. have also said that their fine wine is, they're proud to offer what is supposedly the finest cellar ever offered at auction in South Africa. Let's talk about the rise for this private owner wine collection, why people are flocking to it, so to speak, as well. Ronald Peens is the senior wine specialist at Strauss & Co. Ronald, thank you so much for the time this evening. Great growth in this industry and people perhaps getting into it a whole lot more.
Thanks, Arabile. Yeah, so the Strauss & Co. Fine Wine is a partnership between wine seller Hugo Jacobs and Strauss & Co., the elite auction house in South Africa. And 2 years ago, we started this venture looking at the opportunity to sell and buy a secondary market fine wines in South Africa. Of course, the majority of the fine wines are local wines, South African wines, because there wasn't a platform in South Africa to sell your vintage wines. But this collection is all international wines, and it's all extremely rare, fine vintage wines from Bordeaux and Burgundy. And some of these wines, Arabile, are just impossible to find anywhere in the world. And we're very lucky enough to have them here in South Africa on sale on Sunday.
Let's talk about, I mean, the starting price of some of these. I mean, this could go literally for really thousands and thousands really of rand in some instances. Do you expect to really get a huge number of people into the auction, getting their hands in? I mean, how many people have sort of said that they're very interested in getting in on the auction?
Yes, so we've had really good uptick, and last year we went online with our auctions, and we now do virtual live auctions where you'll see Alistair on Sunday literally auctioneering in front of you. You can go to the auction live yourself, or you can participate online. And our record last year was 500 online bidders at one stage on one of our auctions. You must remember this is part of a Strauss and Co. fine, a fine art sale as well, where Preller and Stern and Kentridge will all be on sale. I think there's around 70 or 80 million rand worth of art. But these fine wines, Arabile, yes, they go up to about 100,000 rand per bottle, which sounds quite unfathomable. But really, that just shows the demand around the world for some of these fine wines. And what's really interesting, I was doing some analysis today, that if you had bought, for instance, the Lafite 2000 en premier, which would have been in around 2001, you would have paid around 1,300 rand a bottle. And on Sunday, it's going to sell somewhere around 25,000 rand a bottle, and that's a return of 15% annualized. So not only are these fine wines just incredible collector's items and drinking down the line, but they can be phenomenal investments too.
In the words of Drake, I don't drink every bottle I own. I am aging things too. And it's so critical. How does, I want to get perhaps a sense of understanding here. How does one get to, you know, age a particular wine? I mean, I can't just take any old wine, right? And just say, I'm going to keep this for, if you take the Lafite Rothschild, as you made note of there, 2001. So about 20 odd years. I can't just keep any bottle of wine, keep it for 20 years and then hope to sell it for about 25,000 rand. Can I? I mean, surely there's sort of a way of knowing and realizing what's going to be, you know, special at a later stage. How does that ascertain?
It's all about track record. You know, Lafite was one of the finest wines that Thomas Jefferson drank in his heyday. So these wines are very much long-term assets, and they age extremely well. We know that because we've had very, very old ones. And so as a collector, you start understanding which were the ones that that appreciate over the time, which are the ones that increase in value and get better over time. And certainly you can't just go out and off the shelf buy wines and sell them. So a wine cellar is a professional cellaring operation where you would open accounts and you would buy these wines, and they would keep the cold chain all the way from the chateau all the way into your cellar, and you could keep them as long as you want and until you feel the need of either drinking them or cellaring them. So really, it's an alternative asset which I think more and more people are getting into, and it's starting to really make a name for itself as an alternative asset out there.
Yeah, are you finding that people are actually, you know, buying these wine for that asset purpose to kind of keep, hold, and maybe at a later stage decide to sell off again in order to get that sort of capital gain almost at a later stage, or are they actually planning to drink them later?
Well, so I think there are various strategies, but it all started really with Bordeaux wines in the UK, let's call it mid-last century, where collectors would buy a case of first growth and they'd buy five cases of second and third growth. And then in 10 years' time, they would sell the first growth case, and that would then be sufficient to pay for the whole collection, and they would effectively drink for free. And that was the sort of the way to do it. And now today you have exchanges like Livex who are turning millions of pounds a month worth of fine wine trades, and the fine wine market, the global fine wine market's worth about £6 billion. So really we're at a point where technology has enabled us to trade wine like we trade any share on the stock market. And that makes it more exciting for wine professionals like us at Wine Cellar and at Strauss, where we're able to reach more people, showcase more wines. And like this specific collection on Sunday, we're able to sell some of the finest wines here at the tip of Africa, and we're able to reach a global market.
Has the pandemic affected things in any way, particularly in the form of demand, less disposable income from people? Or have you found that demand has actually increased because, you know, people weren't necessarily spending their money on other things also?
Yeah, Reb, on the Strauss & Co. fine wines and on the Wine Cellar side, we were up quite dramatically last year. And that's really because we've focused on e-commerce, and our customers are online more than they ever have been before, and they're able to research more about the wines and be at home, not in a restaurant, drinking their own collections. So it's actually been quite positive, to be honest. And if you look at the Livex Fine Wine Index, it certainly did not have the dip that was experienced in other equity markets and commodities. So as an uncorrelated asset, fine wine is certainly out there and starting to become a lot more mainstream.
Not just the alternative asset, but certainly an asset to keep for the future and one to look out for. Ronald Pienz, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it. Senior wine specialist at Strauss & Co., the rise of the private owner wine collection. An auction this weekend, then a virtual live auction happening on Sunday, the 16th of May at 11 a.m. as the single owner private collection of fine wines will be going under the hammer. Also interesting, still certain parts of the world that, of course, are still looking to find gains.